We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to Bridge for Peace. I'm Annette Eckhart with you today, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And here's my greatest repeat visitor. Hi, Kev. My brother Kevin's with us again today.
Hi, Annette. Hello, everybody.
Just great to be together because there's something happens when we get together and we want to just glorify Jesus and see where the Holy Spirit's going, bringing healing to the nations today. So we're glad everyone's with us today. And also to remember, you can listen to this recording both on a podcast as well as on the radio, as well as I do believe on YouTube. So I just had someone this week, Kev, say they're listening to our Freedom Friday broadcast. If they don't catch it on Freedom Friday night, they're catching it on YouTube.
Okay.
So you'll look for Bridge for Peace or Healing to the Nations, and you will see us all over the net because we've got a lot to share.
Spotify, any place that you can listen to a podcast, you can catch us.
Amen. That's great. Great news. So, Kev, I know that I see your phone lit up with the highlighted verses. So did you want to start us off with a scripture today?
Yeah. This is from Matthew 6:6. It's a familiar passage. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. I was thinking about how it's so important to God. He so much wants a relationship with us. He so much wants us to want to come into his presence that he's willing to even give us a reward just for coming, in, just shutting the door, just saying, hey, I want to spend this chunk of time with you, Dad. And he gives us a reward for that.
Amen.
He just wants to be with us. I think also of Adam and Eve. There they were. They had just sinned, and they heard God speaking in the cool of the day, walking in the garden, and God's calling out to them, and, you know, where are you? And he said, oh, we heard you, and so we hid ourselves. It's in Genesis 3. And it's like, why was God walking in the garden with them? Why was he coming into the garden looking for them? Did they have financial problems? Did they need help with raising their kids? They didn't have any kids at that point. I mean, he just wanted to be with them. God simply wants to be with us. And he is really happy when we simply want to be with him. Just come into the room, just shut the door and say, you know, let's talk.
And I love that word reward. That's one of my favorite scriptures, and that's Genesis 15:1. With the Lord speaking with Abram. And it says, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. So, you know, Abram was probably one of the richest guys in the planet.
Right.
He had herds and servants and his own little military army. I mean, he had everything. But the Lord was, but I'm your great reward.
Exceedingly great
reward. Great reward. And that was what he lived. You know, he lived to commune with God, and he sought God for all his decisions. And, you know, he made mistakes, but God showed that he loved him and that he chose him, and he had a plan for him despite the mistakes. And I think, you know, the reward that we've all received, you know, that Jesus paid for, is something that we didn't earn. And I think it's hard for us to imagine, because all of us working so hard on the planet to hold life together. And I know when we're on the healing line, we hear people's stories one after the next, and what they're trying to do is hold their life together. And so many of them feel like their life is breaking apart, things are shattering, things are rolling out of control, and they're brokenhearted, they're shattered, their lives are shattered. And they think, how do I get to this place of reward? Mm. But the word says, and this is even Old Covenant, we have so much more in the New Covenant, but he says, do not be afraid. That's the word that God brings to all of us today. Just to bring the peace, Jesus Christ is our bridge for peace, to bring the peace to you today, friend. There's no reason for you to be afraid, except for a spirit of fear. And we've seen that so often on the healing lines and talking with people, that when there's fear, there's confusion. Where there's confusion, there's doubt. Where there's doubt and up and down and indecision, there becomes depression. You can see, if you stay on this pathway of fear, where are you going to end up? But that's why the Lord comes and he says again and again, do not be afraid. Just put your name in there. He's speaking personally to Abram. You just put your name right in there today. I'm going to say, do not be afraid, Annette. You put your name right in there. And the Lord says, I'm your shield. And Kev, we were just talking about this. Just because he's a shield doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
But what it means is, we are preserved unto eternal life, that we are shielded from death, that we are eternal beings and we will live forever in the heavenly places. And he shields us. So anything you face, anything that happens, you are still guaranteed eternal life in his presence because he is your great reward.
Yeah. Whether we live or die, we can't lose.
We can't lose. That's right.
Yeah.
And when you just said that, Kev, just reminded me, so many people that I talk to, they say, I'm not ready. I'm not ready to die. Mm. Or, you know, I'm looking forward to heaven, but not yet. Mm. And that always makes me think something's missing. Something's not right. Something's not in place. If you're really looking forward to heaven, if you're wanting heaven, then you're wanting it at any moment. Well, that's my experience. But when they say, not yet, I'm not ready yet, I think, well, what do you need to do to get ready? And sometimes I've said it to people, well, what do you need to do to get ready? And maybe you should think about doing it.
Yeah.
Mm. So are you ready, Kev?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready too. You know? And maybe you can talk a little bit to any, maybe somebody out there who's afraid. People are afraid of death. Mm. You know, there's something wrong there, friends. If you're Christian and you're afraid of death, I'm just telling you the truth. There's something wrong there.
Yeah. One of the things I think it's so helpful to recognize that God is good. He's good. When you really get a grip on that, that God is good, that he's got the best intentions for your life, that having a relationship with him is going to overcome all fear of leaving this body and going to be in this eternal bliss. I mean, there, as the word says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. You know, we can't imagine, in the wonderful imaginations that we have, we can imagine some pretty amazing things, but we can't imagine what heaven is like. We don't have the tiniest little idea of the wonder, the splendor, the joy, and there will be absolutely no fear, there'll be no worry, and the former things will not be called to mind.
You know, Kev, when you say that, I thought to myself, brings us back full circle to where you began. And I guess I want to say, in a way, we have a little glimmering of that bliss in our prayer closet.
Yeah.
Brings me back to what you began with today. Because when you're in your prayer closet and God's taking you outside of time, or in your prayer closet, you know, I was, I guess, about a month ago that I sat down to pray. And as I was praying, I just started, I thought, okay, now, you know, I have this hour, I'm just going to spend this hour with the Lord. And I said, okay, sit down and you exhale, you know, the big sigh. And I just got ready. And all of a sudden I started vibrating. And I was like, oh yeah, Holy Spirit, I almost forgot. You have a plan in this too. You have a part of this too. You know, like you think you're going to do the praying. You know, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to pray, you know. And then the Lord gives you a physical sense of his presence. Or as I say, he takes you outside of time. Or you would just experience this inner happiness or this inner peace. Or sometimes you start to laugh and you get that little bit of heaven.
A revelation.
Revelation of heaven. And when you get that consistently, then you can look forward to heaven because you say, wow, this is going to be prolonged. You know?
Yeah. And look forward and begin looking more forward to going into the secret place.
Yes.
Instead of it as a burden, something I have to do and not something I'm looking forward to doing.
Right. And also, I want to say for myself, the concern, like, I have to be in that secret place because I don't know what's coming today. And that's the place that equips me. You know, as we know in a healing ministry, you never know when someone's going to call up. I was just diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. My son is in the hospital. He's just been in an accident and he's dying on the table. You don't know what you're going to be called to confront, what spirits of death you're going to need to deal with.
Yeah.
And we've got to be ready. That's one of the things that draws me, you know, to say, make that time because I've got to be ready. I don't know what's coming today. But, you know, I don't want to make you think, oh, Annette goes in her prayer closet and floats around. Look, sometimes prayer, it's a decision, just like every other decision you make. Sometimes prayer, you know, the heavens don't open and Jesus doesn't come down from the clouds, but it doesn't matter. I'm not looking for the heavens to open and Jesus coming down from the clouds. I'm just looking to spend time to be available to the Lord. So don't think all the time you sit down, don't think for sometimes it's not a sense of efforting to stay there, you know?
Yeah. And let's face it, when you determine, okay, 8 o'clock every morning, I'm going to pray. The phone's going to ring.
Yes.
WhatsApp is going to call to you.
That's right.
The doorbell's going to ring. Yes. You're going to suddenly remember you've got the wash going and look, everything is going to come against that. Because there's an assignment against you being alone with the Lord and reading the Bible and any other kind of beneficial activity. There's an assignment.
Absolutely.
The devil doesn't want you to do that.
Thanks for sharing that, Kev. And I just want to say, just very recently, I had kind of a vision of that, of, you know, you have your prayer closet friends, maybe that's your front porch, wherever it is. And then as Kev says, the phone rings, you take a glance and it looks like something very important. And this was the vision I had. It wasn't an actual happening, but it was a vision. And you pick up and you get on the phone. But at the same time, Jesus is sitting in the chair. And would you do that to a friend? Would you just pick up the phone and get in another conversation while another friend is sitting in the chair? My friends, we're talking about healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Kev, for all the great input. And we just praise the Lord that he is our great reward. We just want you to live for him. We want to live for him. We want to go to deeper and higher places with him. And we pray that today you'll make a commitment and we will recommit to spending that time in our prayer closet, that private time, that sweet time, a time of transformation, a time of glory. And God bless you through Jesus Christ, our bridge for peace.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.